Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here we go. This is it. This is Top Flight Dive Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sir Mr. Delaney. So what?
Hello there. It's another mailbag delve that we've pre-recorded because we're both away from the podding scene, if you like, for a few days. This comes to you from the past. If any of the content is offensive, has become offensive since Wednesday, the 5th of August, or if we're talking about anything that has become a global tragedy since then, we're sorry, but there's nothing we can do about it. Really, there's nothing at all. We can't just delete the episode or anything. We just can't do anything about it.
Yeah, cancel us if you want. Oh, cancel culture.
Yeah, why not? Cancel us, that's good. Yeah. I've got a few here. Have you got? I'll tell you what I'll start with.
Okay.
I'll start with an email from John Melrose, which is just entitled, Sarah Green Massaged Semi-Naked During This 1985 TV Piece.
Yeah.
And it's Sarah Green. It looks like it's Blue Peter. And she is indeed semi-naked and being massaged for some reason as part of a Blue Peter report. But get this, get who she's with, Jockey Wilson.
You dirty bugger. I mean, Jockey Wilson, at that time, he could have any woman he chose, couldn't he?
I mean, I remember Sid Waddell talking about this, that Jockey had something, there was something about Jockey Wilson that the darts attending women really liked.
They loved it.
I don't know
it.
Whether it's because they wanted to mother him. They saw him as a father figure or what, I don't know, but there was something about Jockey Wilson with his missing teeth and his mini chins and his
And he was just glamorous, wasn't he? I mean, he was famous, he was on TV, he was on Blankety Blank. They even had a picture of him on Top of the Pops when the Dexys did
when
Jackie
Dexys
Wilson.
Were on, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, he was everywhere you looked. He'd sort of picked up where Keegan left off. Keegan had withdrawn from public life for a while. He'd gone off to, where was it, Marbella or Mallorca or wherever?
Early 80s, yeah, something like that, Marbella.
Yeah,
I think, wasn't
and
it?
So he'd fucked off and Jockey Wilson sort of took over as the sort
stepped
of...
Stepped into the breach.
Mm. The glamorous, sexy sports celebrity.
Yeah, I think so.
He was hilarious on Question of Sport.
Yeah.
He was a wizard with the darts.
He was a fucking brilliant player. I don't know, maybe they did this because they thought that, like, they thought Sarah Green being massaged semi-naked on Blue Peter would draw the dads to the TV screens, and then they thought, if we get Jockey Wilson involved as well, that'll get the mums watching.
Bang, bang, we've got every base covered.
Record viewing figures. What do you think of that, Biddy Baxter? I like it! Stop!
I'm Biddy Baxter, and I won't have this shite on my fucking TV show! Right, this is, I've been working this show for fucking years. Right, the whole fucking scam with this show,
this fucking shit belongs on fucking Magpie.
It's boring as fuck. Now whatever happens that's any good, right, but all the posh cunt parents, they like the kids watching it, see, because there's nothing iffy goes on, right, and the parents love it, the kids fucking hate it. Most of them, if they've got any sense of watching Magpie on my fucking ITV, it's better, right? But if we start having fucking Sarah Green with Jackie Wilson, right? No fucking way. That's populism right there.
That's Magpie shit. That belongs on fucking Magpie. Fuck me.
Give it to them Magpie cunts. And you can tell Sarah Green, if this is the sort of shit she wants to be doing, then get a fucking agent to call up fucking Magpie and see if they'll give her a fucking job. Because I can tell you now, there's fucking millions There's millions of nice-looking girls like her. Plenty of lasses who'd fucking walk over hot fucking coals and broken glass to take her fucking job. And they wouldn't even want fucking paying for it. So she's getting too big for her fucking boots because she's married that cunt Mike Smith off Top of the Pops. Right? You tell her fine, fuck off. There's plenty more where you came from, love.
She can go to fucking Magpie. She can see how much they'll fucking pay her and she'll get a fucking shock. She'll be back here on the fucking next flight back.
On her hands and fucking knees.
Hands and fucking knees.
And let's see how much Mike fucking Smith likes her then when she's desperate and jobless. Because she got cocky.
But, yeah, it's there. There's the if you, I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, because he sent us a Facebook link. But, I mean, have a look on YouTube. Search Sarah Green, Jockey Wilson, massage. Anyway, it's there. That'll give it to you.
It'll come up quite give quick, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good. Thanks for sending that through. Someone has said, quite a few. Oh, here's one. Someone's asked us for our... Someone's asked us for our ultimate festival lineups, right? Mm-hmm. They said, you're in charge of a festival. Where the fuck is this? I had it a minute ago. Ah, right. You're in charge. This is from Gerard Earp. You're in charge of booking for Pow 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 Fest and Nifty Fest 2021. Mm. 2 days, ideal lineups, 5 bands, artists a day, past or present. Well, I think the best gigs I've ever... the best live acts I've ever seen are Public Enemy, Prince, and Chic. So,
and Bananarama. Don't forget Bananarama.
Oh, and Bananarama, yeah. So that's 4. Just trying to think of a 5th, someone who I haven't seen but would like to.
Did you say Prince? He's dead. Are we allowed to have dead people on?
Yeah, I've already said Prince.
Public Enemy, Prince, Chic, Bananarama.
What about Billy Elvis? Connolly. I think Elvis would be really good as well. Yeah. Headlining.
Yeah. Fat Elvis. 76 Elvis.
I'd probably want, Kung Fu Elvis.
Yeah. He was beyond Kung Fu by 76. It was just shuffling and towels and sweating, wasn't it? It was 72 Elvis is probably Kung Fu, isn't it?
I'd probably go for 72 Elvis then, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's that then. Was there any other stipulations? Do we have to, like...
I do this a lot with friends and relatives. I do it. I say, first, the place, and I always say Shanklin, Isle of Wight, fucking obviously.
Yeah.
Even catering. I don't know. So you choose a particular sort of chain restaurant.
Right, okay. I would just do it in my back garden because I don't want any other cunt there.
Oh, and then you've got your bed as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is crucial, isn't it? Yeah, or Elvis.
At a push, the field round the corner from mine so I can walk home afterwards. If other people have got to be there in attendance, then, you know, it needs to be walking distance of the kip.
I'd like there to be quite large gaps. But, and I tell you what else. And like, I really like films to be an hour and a half long. I think anything more than that is just poor, shoddy storytelling, right? Mm. And I get bored and distracted. And it's so many gigs, even in the best gigs I've ever been to, I've never been to a gig... and left wanting more. Even the best gigs, like the ones I just mentioned, saw Prince a couple of times, saw Public Enemy a couple of times, seen Chic a couple of times, all of them were great. But I never thought, why did they end too soon? They always go on too long. You could do 10 songs. Bang, bang. 10 songs. Mm. Mm. Right? Do it. And that's enough, isn't it, really? So I'd say, Elvis, do 10 songs. Do it, right. Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog, Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto, right? I want you to end with American Trilogy, right?
Yep.
And then...
here's your set list.
Viva Las Vegas,
no
obviously.
No encores, fuck that shit.
Fuck all that, right? I Can't Help Falling In Love With You. I don't mind if you do one slowy in the middle for me to sort of have a dance with the missus. And then, Don, fuck off. Once you've finished American Trilogy, that's you gone.
Into your helicopter, off you go. Take the FN. There'll be an envelope in your dressing room with the money in. Fuck off.
Then you can
go. Thanks for everything.
Okay, thank you very much. What's your name once again?
What do you mean, what's my fucking name? It's Sam Delaney. That's my name. It's fucking Sam Delaney Festival.
It's my fucking festival.
No problem at all. No problem at all. What did you say I wanted to open with?
Viva fucking Las Vegas, obviously.
There you are, then that's our fucking dream festival sorted.
Yeah.
Canal Lampard encounter from Dan Woodward. He says, the other day me and my young daughter went for a walk down the canal. How nice. She'd taken some bread to feed the ducks and started throwing it to them. Out of nowhere, some fucking Lampard on a bike screeched to a halt. He informed us, you shouldn't be giving bread to ducks. It's not good for their diet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which it isn't, apparently. God. You know, this is something we've learned.
Yeah, but I mean, for goodness sake.
He's fucking seven, mate. Taken aback and a bit flustered, I informed him if he harassed my seven-year-old daughter again, I'd put him in the fucking river. To which he retorted, it's a canal, actually, before cycling off.
That, you got to admit, that is quality Lampard.
He's got him there.
It's a lake, actually. Do you want me to explain the five key differences between a lake and a canal? I will,
no,
you know.
It was a canal. He thought it was a river.
Oh.
He said,
between
it's a canal,
a river
actually.
And a canal.
Before cycling off, what a cunt, says Dan.
Yeah, so, fair enough. He was a cunt, but I sort of respect him.
You kind of got him, haven't you?
Well, my daughter came back from the park yesterday. She'd been up swings and slides with a couple of her mates. She's 13. And she got lamparded by a child of about six.
Right.
They came over and they said, and this child said, do you mind moving away? We want to have a go on the swings now. And she said, well, why don't you go on the merry-go-round for a little bit and then we'll move on. She went, very well. But she went, but swings are for swinging and you just seem to be sitting there talking to each other. And my daughter told me this and I just went, I've got to admit, I respect this little girl, which really infuriates my daughter. But I was like, yeah, you got to respect the balls on her. Do you know what I mean? Coming over to a kid who's more than twice her age and going, hey, fucking shift it. This is for kids. You're a fucking teenager. You're just sitting there. Swings are called fucking swings for a reason.
That's why
they're not
call
called
them swings.
Sit and talk.
They're not called fucking chat chairs. Get off them.
Fuck off. This is kiddie business. Let me get on with it. I've got some kidding to do.
That's reminded us of an email that came in a couple of days ago. I've just found it from Joe Kennedy. And he says, on the subject of business geese, which is something we spoke about before, merry-go-rounds in Germany, and these are the ones, you know, where you sit on the horse and go round and round.
Yeah.
They are called horse tornadoes.
Whoa.
How fucking Wagnerian is that?
Yeah.
Proper
That's
stuff.
Horse tornado.
Because when they go fast, fuck me, they are like a horse tornado.
I think
Brilliant.
Keegan wrote about it in his book, didn't he?
Yeah.
She was like, every Sunday, Jean and I would go up the horse tornado. We found it very relaxing.
I like to go on the ones near the central area because I don't like to go quite so fast. Jean likes to go on the outside, though.
She goes right on the edge and she always picks the horse with the green saddle. His name's Dobbin. Talking of Keegan, Brendan Kelly wrote us a good question. Who wins a match of 11 Keegans versus 11 Keens? I didn't need to
Ooh.
Think long about this. I knew.
It's Keegan, isn't it?
Is Keegan would win.
Yeah.
Because Keegan, I mean, Keegan was a great player.
Yeah.
But Keegan was an otherworldly player. And Keegan can do the lot. Keane was a player who made the most of what he could do. He was tough. He had enormous energy and commitment. He could score a goal. He could tackle.
He could get forward and score, but...
But Keegan could do all of those things and more.
Yeah.
He had the same engine. I'd probably say he was as tough as Keane. He didn't about it as much.
He had the simmering violence, didn't he? He threw punches now and again on the pitch when he needed to. So,
I would say he could match Keane for toughness, but on top of that, he had a huge amount of skill. And you could imagine Keegan, he played always up front, didn't he? But he could have really played anywhere, couldn't he?
Yeah.
So I'm afraid Roy Keane, as great a player and a great man as he is, Kevin Keegan would win that all day, in our opinion.
Yep.
Jalapeño. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Have you got a one there in front of you to read? Because if not, I have a long bullshit story.
Yeah, give us a bullshit story then.
This is from James Chart. This comes from a couple of weeks ago. After hearing that old mailbag topics are still welcome. Oh, they're always welcome. All of them. Mm. We'll do a list on the mailing list thing and update you on all of them. Sign up to the mail list if you don't. How do you do that again, Sam? How do you sign up to the mail newsletter thing?
You can just do it on our website. Just go to tftimemachine.com and there'll be a pop-up box when you first arrive on the homepage and you just stick your email address in and then bang, you'll get you'll get our newsletter, which we haven't done one in fucking ages. Sorry about that. But there'll be one with loads of great content coming soon, including the mad bastard who got the Iron Filing Society logo tattooed on his arm.
Yes.
He's in fact a tattooist and he fucking tattooed it on there himself. Did he do himself?
Yeah. He's tattooed himself. I didn't think that was possible. I didn't know that was
legal. He tattooed himself and he sent us a picture and a video to prove that it was real.
Fucking
and
hell.
That man deserves respect and we will give it to him via the newsletter as soon as I can get round to doing it.
I always thought that was impossible, like licking your own elbow. A tattooist couldn't tattoo himself because...
Not for a canter.
Same with hairdressers. Hairdressers don't cut their own hair, do they? It's impossible.
Oh, fucking hell. I cut my son's hair the other day, mate. It was a disaster. I've never done it before. Have you ever cut your kid's hair?
Fucking no chance. He wouldn't let me.
Well, the thing is, his hair's got super mad long in lockdown. And now he likes it. He likes it long because he thinks it makes him look like a South American footballer, right? But the fringe, I said, listen, fair enough, whatever. If you want to have it long, you can have it long. But the fringe is getting dangerous. It's in your fucking eyes. You can't see a thing. Mm. He said, I'm not going. That's it. He's not going to a barber. He said, no, forget it. I'm not going. I think he has COVID concerns as well. Mm. So I said, all right, I'll cut it. So it took me ages to fucking ask him. And then, of course, I just fucking went for it. I didn't spend a long... I thought, how hard can it fucking be?
Chop,
come
chop,
here.
Chop, chop, snip, snip,
chop,
snip,
chop,
snip.
Chop. No problem. Oh, fuck it out. It's wonky as fuck.
And does he know that it's wonky as fuck? Can he see that it is?
He said, he was quite polite. He looked and I went, no, it looks all right. And he went, to be honest, I think it looks extremely ugly. That was his review of the haircut. And then I thought, because he's got it all long, it's grown all long at the sides and back. But the front, the fringe is quite short, so he looks like someone who was in an also-ran Britpop band in the 90s. Or, as he said, he went, I look like one of those blokes, one of those Christian blokes who wore dresses years ago. And I said, do you mean a monk? And he said, yeah, that's it, a monk.
Yeah, one of them. As a result of that, are you still regarded as top bloke? Top dollar, or have you been relegated to casual?
The last I heard, I was top dollar, but only just.
Yeah.
And I think that was before I'd done the haircut, so I'm not sure what I am.
I wouldn't ask. Let him tell you. Anyway, this is from James Chart, and he says, when I was in year three, a new lad called Jason joined the class. Being the first kid to ever join since reception, me and my mate Matt were instantly curious, so we decided to check him out at break time. Attempting to say hello, we were instantly greeted with, back off, my brother's a criminal. He says, our curiosity turned to fascination. Over the next few days, we tried to get more information out of him and discovered the brother in question was 14. And when asked what kind of criminal he was, Jason simply replied, he has guns, lots and lots of guns. Even at the age of 7, we could smell the bullshit reeking from him. Bear in mind, we were in leafy Bromley, not exactly Detroit. We laughed at his bold claims, which took him by surprise, as I think he was trying to frighten us. A few days later, Jason approached us during playtime, which took us by surprise. Here, you know that chat we had? I reckon I could get you a gun if you want. How much, I inquired. About 10 quid. This seemed astronomical to me. A tenner was a small fortune to a kid in the 80s, and I only got 20 pence pocket money per week. I don't have that kind of money, I replied. Well, I reckon I could get you a discount, seeing as we're friends now. How about £1, he said. Me and Matt explained to him that we'd have to go home and pool our savings to see if we could muster a quid, seeing as we don't bring money to school. Well, I'll tell you what, if you wanted the gun tomorrow, I could lend you the pound now. Just pay me back when you can. Jason was feeling generous. We agreed, at which point Jason walked over to the stack of pretend coins in the classroom. I think we'd been learning counting that day, and put a fake pound into my hand. He says, now give me that back and I'll hand it to me brother tonight. You'll have your gun by tomorrow. He's loaned him a fake quid and then took it back off him, which he's going to give to his brother for the gun.
For a discount gun.
He says, surprise, surprise, I'm still waiting for my gun 30 years later. The bullshit had never honoured our agreement. Jason didn't stay at our school for long, probably end up in prison, I reckon. But until the point he left, we'd inquire where our weapon was. The usual excuse was that the gun was still in the factory. Still in the factory! Which I imagined was some kind of giant Bertha machine pumping out firearms. To be fair, I never asked for my pretend pound back, and I felt a little bit sorry for him. So there we are.
I feel a bit sorry for him too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tim Stobart has asked simply, socks on before or after trousers? Funny about that, I usually put them on after trousers, but I wish I did it the other way around. I'm just in the habit of doing it after trousers. But I, if I'm honest, I think probably before trousers makes more sense.
Well, I'm purely short at the minute. What would have been the summer months?
Yeah, so am I actually. I haven't worn trousers in ages.
So what would I put on first? I'm not asked. Whatever's nearest. I haven't got a routine.
Doesn't matter. You know, there is no done thing.
There is no done thing. Jonathan, this is something that was in life logistics and this is bled out into the regular episodes. People were talking about, is this the done thing? And of course we said there is no fucking done
thing.
There's
no done thing, just go your own way. We're not telling you any rules, we're just telling you the way that we choose to do shit, but that could change up at any moment.
We're not saying don't break laws, we're not saying the law is not the done thing, we're just saying, you know, societal etiquette and things like that. Oh, that's simply not the done thing, fuck off, just fucking do whatever.
Jonathan Ray asks, urgent overall pillow advice required, please. We've done this before, mate. I don't know what episode it is, but listen, when it comes to pillows, never scrimp. You should spend a large proportion of your income on a really good quality pillow, and you should go to John Lewis and get a memory foam pillow. Yeah. And that's just it's the gold standard in pillows. You don't
all fuck bedding,
around.
All bedding. Have you got a one pillow or two pillow setup? On your
I've
side
got
of the
two
bed.
Pillows set up, but what I do is I've got a normal feathered pillow, which is fairly, it's all right. It's nothing special. It's a pretty standard pillow, and that sits underneath my memory foam pillow.
Yeah.
So just all it's there to do is just give the memory foam pillow just that extra little bit of height that I prefer at bedtime. I am going to stay in a static caravan in the Isle of Wight.
Nice.
On holiday next week, and I'll be there when this podcast goes out. I'll be taking the fucking pillow, don't worry about that. I take it everywhere.
Of course you do.
If I'm staying the night anywhere, I fucking take it.
Don't fuck about. My brother
that's how good they are. Once you're used to them, anything else feels like you're sleeping. You wake up and your neck feels like someone stamped on it.
My brother's staying in a static caravan with his family this week in Stratford-upon-Avon. And there's have you got any kind of like COVID cleaning sort of routine that they do before you go in?
They say they do, but whether that's true or not, I don't know.
They didn't go into details because this caravan my brother's staying in, they said that they let off a COVID-proof disinfectant bomb in the caravan. A fucking bomb. You know, you can get bombs that kill fleas.
I didn't know
if you've
that.
Got fleas. Oh yeah, if you've got fleas in your house, which is a cat thing, predominantly. You can get these flea bombs, and you the room the fleas are in, you put this bomb in it, press start, get out, shut the door, and like a minute later, boof!
Fucking bag, have that, fleas.
Yeah.
You pricks.
So they've done this with this caravan with the COVID as well. COVID bomb. Bang! So there you go.
Well, I'll check it out. I hope they're using something like that. I'm taking my own disinfectant materials.
Of course.
Because I think it could be a hot spot.
Yeah, that's anyway, a bomb.
Stephen Cottrell says, is jazz any good? Well, I didn't used to think so, but in recent years I've started coming round to a little bit of, like, entry-level jazz, not the complex stuff.
Not free melodic jazz.
Not free jazz, but melodic stuff. You know, I really like Latin jazz. And, I'm not by any means a fucking expert, but I've started to listen to a bit more jazz, especially if I've got work to do and I need to sort of have noise in my ears to stop other things distracting me. It's quite good sort of music because it's unobtrusive.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, there's no words and it's just unobtrusive music. Also, it sometimes makes an otherwise dreary situation feel like quite glamorous and exciting sometimes.
Yeah.
Bit of jazz in the background.
I think so. I agree with that. Yeah, the only awful type of music is heavy metal. Everything else is pretty much all right.
Everything else is up for grabs.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Have we got any more? I don't think I have. No, that's about it for this one, I reckon. We've fulfilled our contractual obligations. We've gone above 25 minutes. I think that's enough, seeing as that we're both away.
I've just got one from Ian Christ, right?
Well, Ian, just Ian Christ?
Ian Christ! Ian Christ! Just really quickly, right? I want to say this. I don't know how old you are, Ian Christ, but I fucking hope you're 12 maximum, because this is what he has asked us. Staying overnight at a house party. How to snag a good sleeping space without towing over into Lampardry. Mate, towing over into Lampardry is not your fucking problem. Your problem is that you're an adult who is staying overnight at a house party. Don't fucking stay overnight at a house party. Go home. Fuck's sake, man. You're an adult. At least I hope you fucking are, because this the content of this show is inappropriate for children. How do I snag a good sleeping space? Not even a bed. A space. Mate, you're an adult. Have some fucking dignity, right? A sleeping space. Just go home. Wait until you get a bit bored and then go fucking home. Miss the last bus? Fucking walk.
I've stayed over at house parties up until about the age of 21, I reckon.
Yeah.
So 12 is a bit extreme. All right,
okay, maybe I'm being a bit militant,
I would stay over at house parties sort of thing. And then as soon as you can afford a taxi.
Hey, I crash at yours?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to have to crash here. Oh, I'm so off my face, it just needs to crash here. So I can sleep in space, I can crash it. Mate,
the fucking bath.
Go home to your own pillow and make sure it's a fucking memory foam as well.
I mean, has he been invited to stay over at this house party or is he just assuming just that he's going because he can't afford a taxi home?
Any memories of staying over somewhere are just nightmarish.
The morning after is the worst, isn't it? When you wake up feeling like shit, you're in someone else's house.
Oh,
you've been in your crushing space.
When you're younger and you have to encounter their parents.
Yeah.
Hello.
Or if you've copped off with someone. I don't want to speak to them the next day. Fucking hell.
Sorry for being so disgusting. Sorry that you had to engage with me physically. I'm so grotesque. That would be me saying it to her, not the other way around.
Jesus. So, yeah, that's our fucking advice. Right, that's it from this one. We'll be back with all the usual rubbish after the weekend. TTFN and that. Ta-ra.
See you, dickheads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.